The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
My little brother was involved in a head-on collision. He was on a little motorbike, and he hit a truck head-on. They didn't think he would live out the next couple of hours.
Next, hear how Keith Moore and his family grew closer to God through the supernatural healing of his brother.
The next day, I was pushing him up and down the hall in a wheelchair. He could walk, but we're laughing and cutting up.
Oh, man.
Thank all of you. Thank you for giving us this opportunity to share with you. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I are thrilled to have an opportunity to spend time with you. You're going to meet one of the men that I have great respect for and appreciation for. And for some reason, God supernaturally has led him, as he has many of you, to reach out in love. And I think, Betty, put God's arms around people who feel overlooked, who are in desperate need, but never knew anyone would notice. And we notice, thank God, and we're able to do something about what we see because of you, because you see and you care. Keith Moore pastors in Branson, Missouri, and also in Florida, two great congregations. And I have heard him speak many times. He happens to be a good friend of Kenneth Copeland, and has spoken at some of those conferences where I've been blessed to go in and share at their invitation, and they've been so prayerful in their support for what Betty and I are called to do. But I always saw him as someone who stood out, and I'll tell you why as I introduce him. I want you to welcome Keith Moore to Life Today. Keith, good to see you.
Thank you, sir.
I saw you as a spiritual statesman, and whenever I heard you speak, your manner, your delivery was captivating, and I just saw something in you that I was drawn to you. I don't know how to explain it other than supernatural. And then come to find out, you seem to see something in our lives or our ministry that caught your attention. What was it?
Oh, you all have been a big part of our lives for a long time, Brother James. Back when my parents weren't going to church, my brother and I were young, you were on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only ministry we got, was watching your broadcast. I believe it was on a Sunday evening. So you, the Lord threw you, ministered into us way
Thank
before
God.
I had any idea.
Where did you live? Where was home then?
North of Jackson, Mississippi.
Wow.
Deep South.
All right, tell me how you came to the Lord. I want to know how you had that encounter. Maybe,
oh, wow.
Maybe I pointed you in the right direction, but I know a lot of others did. Tell me your journey.
Well, at that point, we weren't serving the Lord as a family. And thank God we were getting some ministry listening to you. But my little brother, 3 years younger than myself, was involved in a head-on collision. He was on a little motorbike, and he hit a truck head-on.
Hmm.
And, it broke his neck, it fractured his face and his skull, and I don't know what all, but they didn't think he would live out the next couple of hours. And a woman of God, a dear woman of God that was a friend of a friend of the family, we didn't even know her, came by the hospital, told us that if we would pray and believe God, that he'd hear our prayers.
Hmm.
And so, you know, in a situation like that, you're desperate.
You are desperate.
And we cried out to God. And he was comatose, barely breathing. I mean, I don't want to, it's too graphic to describe what kind of shape he was in. It was awful. Little, was he a 12-year-old boy? And the next day, I was pushing him up and down the hall in a wheelchair. He could walk, but we're laughing and cutting up.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Miraculous.
Got your attention.
Oh, well, My grandmother's fine Christian woman. She's in heaven now, but, one of the strongest Christians around. She sent word for us when we got back home, would we come see her? So we did. And my dad, me and my little brother, my mom, she said, "The Lord has spared our baby." She said, "I told him that if he would, y'all would serve him." She said, "Did I lie?" Did I lie? And my dad hung his head and said, "No, ma'am." And next Sunday, we were in church, in a fine Baptist church down there. And at the end of that first service, my dad got up and walked down the aisle to give his heart to the Lord. And I so respected my dad. He's in heaven now, too. I thought, well, if he needs to go, I need to go.
That's a great example.
And I got up, and I followed him down and got born again.
Praise the Lord. Okay, how did you get into ministry? You know, you'd think a guy meets the Lord, be wise enough to know you don't want to get into ministry if you don't have some pretty tough challenges.
It was not in my thinking. I was involved in martial arts and sport fighting.
Maybe that's why I respect you.
But my idea was that I was going to go study in Asia, and I was going to get really good at that.
Chuck Norris type, yeah, right?
Right. He was one of my guys I looked up to. And but about that same time, I began to feed on the Word more, and I got so dissatisfied. I had a great job, beautiful wife, had a dog that caught my frisbee, had a hot rod, everything a country boy would like, you know. And yet I got to where I'm just, something's not right. And so at midnight I might be out in the woods saying, "God, what is it? And I didn't know how to hear from him. I thought, well, maybe I can hear a voice or he put something in the sky. But finally one evening, he spoke to my heart very clearly. He said, "Keith, I've said many things to you in my Word. Find out what I've already said, and if I want to say something else, I will." Mm. And we began to feed on the Word, and then he led us to meetings, and I got involved in Brother Kenneth Hagin's ministry and was there for 20 years. And
got some faith pumped up.
Oh, wow.
Well, okay. Now, you've been in Branson how long?
15 years.
And you started the church in Florida a few years ago?
It's 5 years old now.
All right. Yeah. I'm curious because last year we were seeing a lot of people in desperate shape.
Right.
And we were trying to drill water wells.
Right.
And we had to get another rig because sometimes you can't repair them anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're close to $500,000. They're a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And we put out a challenge, and we were on our way. And then we get a call from you. You mind telling our viewers what you wanted to do for us?
Well, the Lord dealt with us for the church to get involved with you guys for another well drilling rig.
Yeah. And your church gave us a second rig when we were asking for one.
Hallelujah.
How do you explain, Keith, the love of God flowing through your heart and the people's heart towards Him? That's significant. That's not small.
Yes, sir.
As far as we're concerned, that's a miracle.
Yes, sir.
How do you explain it?
Us too. Well, you and I were talking about this briefly, but God has been so misrepresented. Mm. He's been lied about. He's been portrayed as the cause of people's lack and pain and cruelty. And it's a lie. God is light, and in Him is no darkness. Not even any darkness. If it's any kind of evil or bad or destruction, it's not Him. Mm-mm. And the Lord's through you all have shown the love of God so powerfully in ministering to those that many don't know about.
They're the overlooked, aren't they?
Yes, sir.
But not by God.
No. And what our people, our church can see in what you are doing, we see these young ones and with nothing. And it may not sound like much, but some clean, fresh water, it ministers the goodness of
yes,
God to people who don't
changes,
know him.
Changes everything.
It's not just water, but it's a revelation. He's real. He's good. He'll bless you.
He cares.
And what I can see, God never intended for one man to be dependent on another to be his source.
That's right.
And God could use us to minister some of these things to people, but we can never meet all their needs. But if they can begin to taste and see how good he is and begin to look to him for their source, he'll not only give them a water well, he'll bring them out, he'll give them an education, he'll give them a business, he'll do anything they'll believe for.
You know what, I want to just drop this on you because, Keith, we're praying for a new day in American life, but we'll be inspired by a new day in the church life. Mm-hmm. When the church reveals how great the Father is by our love for the Father, our love for one another that Jesus prayed for, the love you and I have for one another. See, it went way back. It started with you as a kid.
Yes.
You're just listening.
Yes.
But then this relationship came, and what happened? The love of God pulled us together so we could become a vessel through which he flowed his love toward others. Now, here's the deal. The continent of Africa is as resource-rich as the United States, more so. Mm. It's not only bigger, there's more potential there.
Yes.
But it's not being extracted.
Right.
The needs of the whole world could be met in the continent of Africa. I'm talking about legitimate needs. Food needs. If they ever learned how to harvest all the fish with an organized fashion and a way to freeze, way to ship, they could provide that for all of Asia.
Sure.
And the United Kingdom, for instance, and much of the world. But it's never been developed because the people there have been plundered. And when the entrepreneurial mind goes in, we go in to extract resources. Mm. Nations extract, but we don't invest in. That's what missionaries do because they have the heart of God. If the people who know how to find resources would make their primary focal point the people.
Yes.
The greatest resource on the continent.
Yes.
And we would go in to love the people.
Yes.
And train the people.
Yes.
And show them how to develop what God's given them. You've got a whole new miraculous move of God. And what it really is, Keith, it's the promised land.
Yes, sir.
Why would God take people out of dependence on Pharaoh, out of dependence on others,
right,
and say, I'm going to lead you, whatever it takes, divide the sea, doesn't matter. I'm going to take you into a land that flows with milk and honey. I'm going to take you into a land of opportunity. I'm going to take you into a Garden of Eden that is beyond your imagination, and I want you to steward it. God wants to take us into opportunity, but not so opportunity and blessings take us.
No.
And we find that's what happens. Mm. And you see, it hasn't happened to us because God is bigger in us than all the attractions out here in the world.
Yes.
Now, he can become that big to every gifted man.
Absolutely.
To every entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
To every business leader. To every church. Could become that big to every political leader.
It's the truth.
To where we see people as the resource.
Mm-hmm.
Do any of you out here understand what I'm talking about? I mean, everything we need is here. And people created in the image of God can come together with his wisdom, meet any need on this planet.
Yes.
There's not a challenge we can't meet.
Yes.
Now, I think you and I share this vision for the church. Now, please hear me. I want you to pray with me that our leaders will understand what the greatest resource is. It's people created in the image of God who have not learned to live focused on him, dependent upon him, led by him, enlightened by him, directed by him, overseen by him, and then we become the overseers of what he has entrusted to our watch care.
Yes.
Keith, I believe with all my heart, that's the reason people like us have met today as church leaders.
I agree.
And do you agree with me? You're seeing church leaders who bear witness with what I've just shared and realize that we can actually show people the glory of God and see a people adorned in his glory before he comes in glory and show this world in darkness what the light of his love looks like before Jesus comes. Do you believe God would like to do that through
with
his body?
With all my heart. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Just like the little, I won't say little, but in the big scope of things, the water well truck, I couldn't have done that personally. Phyllis and I couldn't, but our church together could.
Yep.
Well, all of us churches together.
No end.
It makes the devil tremble.
Yep.
All of us together, not just our natural resources, but our graces, our gifts, our anointings, mm-hmm. our faith, that combined shatters every yoke, every bondage. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's the fulfillment of God's dream, mm-hmm. His vision, His desire, a global expression yeah. of His vast love.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Keith, I hear leaders say a lot of times, and rightly so, God bless America. But I find myself saying, God help America to bless you. And we bless God when we look out and bless others. Mm-hmm. We ought to want to meet needs, but we got to remember this. You don't meet people's needs by redistribution.
No.
You meet people's need by compassion connections, where you got somebody involved. Even if you're going to fund something, you still need godly oversight mm-hmm. because people need to learn to be accountable and responsible. Otherwise, you're just funding all manner of evil.
Yeah.
And you're funding a dependence upon what you just referred to a while ago, a source other than God.
Yeah.
So we've really got the situation really backwards mm-hmm. on planet Earth. And it's the church's responsibility, which in my opinion, what you've done with your church and their willingness to say, let's look beyond ourselves, let's join where something is happening effective, mm-hmm. and let's see miracles.
Yes.
This is what needs to happen in the church worldwide. Mm. It's what needs to happen with people.
Yes, sir.
And this is our prayer. Would you join me? Do you thank God for what you've heard and seen from this pastor?
Praise God.
And hopefully what we shared today. I'm telling you, the stage is set for the greatest spiritual awakening in history.
It is.
And I mean, if you want to see darkness driven out, turn on the light. You don't curse the darkness. You don't wave at it. You just turn on the light.
Thank you, Lord.
And the darkness is gone. Father, would you please raise up your family to look like the Father
yes.
and allow Jesus to literally become the guiding force in our lives, the Holy Spirit in us, Jesus in us, to manifest your will on planet Earth for your glory. In Jesus' name. Keith, I want to thank you. And you pass it on to your people how much we appreciate them.
Yes,
I'm saying
yes,
it to you. Thank you.
Yeah.
And all of you all over the world. Our viewers, they seem to have the heart that you and your church have. When they see a need,
right.
and they may say, well, I don't have much, but I can do that. You know, like when we're feeding, think about this. We can feed 3 children for several months for $30. Hmm. I mean, that's everything they need mm-hmm. to balance their diet. And the science and the people that work with our mission organization, they design the nutritional need for that particular region. It's amazing what we've been able to do. And our viewers have built 3 food factories that produce all of this. It's amazing. So please, right now, you be praying all our viewers will help us, because $30 to feed 3, $50 to feed 5, $100 to feed 10. There's a level at which you could help. I want you to watch, see the situation, and say, okay, God, what's my part? Sharing your heart. And I believe you're going to do it. And I believe you're going to do it rejoicing, cheerfully, gladly. Watch closely.
Life is precious. It's also fragile. The early years of a child's life are a crucial stage of development. Their muscles are forming, their brains are developing, and their tiny bones are growing and fusing together. Malnutrition and a lack of food are a serious threat to this development, and children often lose their lives to this silent killer. Our teams have identified areas of critical need in South Sudan and Angola. Through no fault of their own, children in these areas were born into poverty, famine, and war. They have no safety net, and they desperately need our help more than ever. While this situation is grim, it's not hopeless. Mission Feeding's goal is to provide children like these with a daily bowl of food. It's a proven solution. It's an answer to these mothers' prayers. And it's yours to give.
When I saw the need 25 years ago up close and personal, and I saw the love of the missionaries who brought their little children with them and moved into what we would consider the belly of hell, the pit of hell. And they went there with so much love, but they needed help. It's like when the lead missionary heard me say, well, Betty and I could stay here and help. And the missionary said very forcefully, please don't stay here. Please go back home and get help so we can stay here and not be empty-handed. Please go back and help us. And Betty, when we came back, I didn't have any idea if people would help. I knew if you had a mission conference at the church or you had a prayer meeting at the church, that's the thing the fewest people attended. Hardly any ever went. So when we came back and asked you if you would help, Betty and I signed on to help. And I mean, we started right away. And the ministry agreed. And we sold some assets to just get money to start because we didn't know if you'd help. But God's love began to flow through the viewers of Life Today. And I mean, let me just talk to you as personally as I can. We began to see the love of God flow freely through viewers who watched the program. And they began to tell us, when you show us a legitimate need and an effective way to meet it, we rejoice. And we found people all over the world saying, show us an opportunity to be the miracle in someone's life, in that situation, to be the strength to missionaries full of the love of God, and we'll do it. And you've done it. And to God be the glory. And then you helped us drill water wells, helped us rescue people from the sexual trafficking, and you helped us provide life centers, homes, orphanages for children all over the world. You've been amazing. Right now in South Sudan, and it's been in the news continually, it is critical. And they're starving, their children are dying. Many of them being maimed and attacked because they're hated. But the answer is the love of God. And I'm telling you, those people are so receptive. In Angola and other parts of Africa, we've got 400,000 children right now that we have located that are in desperate need of our help. If you would simply reach out today and say, I want to help you feed those children. For $30, $50, or $100, we can feed 3, 5, or 10 children for the next months. And I'll always say, if there's any way that you can give $100 and help us feed 10, please do it, please. If you give $1,000 and help us feed 100, that'd be wonderful, do it. We're asking many of you, when we get the things stabilized in an area, we start feeding at schools. So we feed their little minds. And $1,400 will feed a whole school. It's amazing. There is a level at which you can help. We have some gifts we want to send you to build your life spiritually and your devotional life, to bless you and inspire you. But we're asking you right now to reach out and touch someone with love. Would you go and get your bank card? Would you actually move to do it and say, I'm going to be the miracle in those children's lives? Would you get your bank card, go online, make the gift God puts on your heart, please, or call the number and make the gift. If you want to write a check, make it to Life. But please call us and tell us what you're sending. We need to notify the missionaries. You're going to have the resources. You planted your life there. You're not going to be there empty-handed. Please, right now, would you do it? Thank you for making that move. Thank you for becoming someone's miracle.
In impoverished and even now famine-stricken areas of Africa, children are suffering. The need is great, and without food, they face death by starvation. Life's Mission Feeding Program is ready. With your support, we're able to feed and care for children in famine areas of Sudan, as well as Angola and Mozambique. With all of our previous reserves gone and Mission Feeding facing the worst drought and food shortage in years, we urgently need to replenish our food supplies to reach 400,000 children counting on us. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for the next 3 months. Please also consider a special gift of $1,400 to help sponsor a school and help feed 140 children for 3 full months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you my Daily Word devotional. This box set of four seasonal devotionals will help you read, reflect, and renew yourself through God's Word, with space to journal your thoughts and reflect each day. With your gift of $100 or more, you'll also receive Carrie Jobe's newest music project, The Garden, along with the Story Behind the Garden companion DVD. And finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more, be sure to request Determined Eagle, our 2017 commemorative bronze sculpture. Please call, write, or go online today and make your gift of life to help feed and care for hungry children.
I just say, praise God for what He does through yielded vessels like you. My Daily Word, this is absolutely wonderful. Betty, there are quite a few of the thoughts here from you and Sheila and others that have been such a blessing. And this just goes by season. Spring, summer, fall, winter, and it's a daily devotion. And then Carrie Jobe, who actually, you know, grew up in our ministry with her dad on our staff. And what a singer. And this is a very special offering that they've presented for us, The Garden. And it's a CD, beautiful. And then there's a DVD telling the story that Carrie and her husband tell about how God led in this. It's just beautiful. And the beautiful bronze, and Keith, this is the Determined Eagle. I hope if you can sponsor a school, you will, or you can help us feed 100 kids, you'll do it, and we thank you for it. Mm-hmm. Join Betty and me in saying another big thank you to Keith Moore and to his wonderful church family. I love you, buddy. Thank you so much. Thank you, Mr. Thank you so much. Thanks for sharing the love of God.
Next week, pregnant at 14, married at 19, divorced by 23, Sarah Jakes Roberts knows what it's like to break destructive cycles. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.